When we come back in 4 minutes here on News Talk 1010, we're going to address Tim Hudak's silly idea of having prisoners here in La Province clean up the highways and all that kind of stuff, and the allegation that they're busy watching TV under a liberal watch. It's interesting. Who brought those TVs into jails in Ontario? I'm going to tell you who did that, and we'll talk to a man that's costed out how much this will cost. The other silly thing about Tim Hudak coming up with this idea yesterday is when he was asked a question about it, he couldn't cost it, and he didn't know when it would start, but he just thought he would throw it out there. And since then, I think it has been summarily lampooned by people on all sides, including conservatives. It's 2:50 at News Talk 1010. Right, it's the Feel Good Edition. We've been talking about this for a couple of days, and it is Tim Hudak's idea. I think silly idea, folks, because I think it's one of those kind of knee-jerk things that everybody thinks, oh, crime and punishment, oh, because you're not all crime and punishment, you want to hug a thug, or you don't care about the victims, all that kind of garbage. And it is garbage, because I'm all for sending people to jail for a longer period, but let's try to keep the costs down and not invent new ways to try to spend money. And this is only going to cost more money. We're speaking of Tim Hudak's idea yesterday that would effectively incorporate American-style chain gangs for people who have offended. And these are people who are serving in provincial jails, which means usually 2 years less a day, so you don't go to a federal jail. But Tim Hudak should, I think, concentrate on things like hydro costs and HST and eco fees and billion-dollar boondoggles like e-health, the fact that civil service pay hikes continue to go up, pensions, all that kind of stuff. Those are things that people want, the core issues that people are talking about, not talking about jails where people might be watching HD television. And by the way, they're not getting full packages. It's not like they're getting HBO or anything like that. You try to go and buy a TV right now that doesn't have HD on it. It's not as if, you know, oh, it's 720, it's not the 1080. That's not the issue. The issue is that you can't buy it. I've tried to buy a television that's not HD. They're all HD now. So, I mean, if it has the box hooked up to it, that might be something to argue about. But it was the conservatives that brought in televisions anyway. And what's wrong with playing poker? And if some guy's unruly and has a temper, what's wrong with yoga to calm the guy down? We have people exercising, and somebody's complaining that these guys are exercising. As long as they're off the street, I'm happy. But now we've got an idea that's going to cost more because you're going to have to bus them and probably buy buses and buy and pay off more guards and feed them off site. How are you going to do all that kind of stuff? It's going to cost money. There are serious things that you could do without enabling the people who want to demonize you as the next Mike Harris, giving them something else to demonize you about. The Freedom Party agrees. Paul McKeever joins us right now. He's the leader of the Freedom Party. And Paul, you've cost this thing out. And that's the other thing. Tim Hudak comes up with the idea and says, I don't know how we're going to do it. I don't know how much it's going to cost. And I don't know when we're going to do it. So why even make an announcement? Paul, you've kind of costed it out, and you said that it's not, and you kind of find out that it's not worth doing.
Well, yeah, I mean, this has been the pattern with Tim Hudak. He's, all of a sudden, he's full of planks that he wants to tell everybody about. I guess because he was getting criticized for not telling us anything about what he's going to do. But he's not costing any of this. He's not doing his homework. I just took his number. He had $20 million. He said it would cost as much as $20 million, so that's got to be the low ball. There's 8,488 prisoners in these facilities that we were talking about. So based on the low number, that's $2,300 per inmate. If you actually take the actual cost per inmate, you're looking at something more like $3,000 per inmate. To have them, you know, these are people who are, in some cases, child sexual offenders, violent offenders. He wants all of them, right across the board, out there in our communities, picking up, wrappers, as if that's hard labor or something, in our parks with our kids on the swing set.
To invent a problem that doesn't really exist because you know that it might play to, I would say, his base. I mean, he's pretty much, I know you're going for the same people perhaps, but, you know, he's got that voter, the conservative voter who cares about crime. They're going to vote for him anyway, probably. But to get that visceral reaction out of somebody because you think that all criminals are going to jail at these spas, which is not the case, and to have maybe, if you want to spend $20 million on programs, and yeah, I'm going to say education, you're going to come at me, some people might come at me and say, well, why would you want to educate a criminal? I don't know, how about making sure that we're not putting people back out on the street who have a better trade and have learned more off of more bad people in jail, and they end up leaving as better criminals?
Yeah, well, and you know, earlier on, you gave them some credit. You said, you know, chain gangs, I wish. The thing is, these guys, and as I say, these include, and I got on my blog post there, the paulmckeever.ca, examples, rapists, and et cetera. These guys will not be in chain gangs. They won't be in chains. They'll be freely roaming in the park collecting this stuff. So it's not even that it's playing well to conservatives who are concerned about making sure guys pay their time. This is actually the opposite. They're letting these criminals roam free in our parks. I can't think of a more socialist or left-wing thing to do.
Paul, I appreciate your time.
Righto.
Thank you. Paul McKeever, who's the leader of the Freedom Party, he's costed it out to suggest that it's not going to be cheap. Here's the other thing about big bad TVs. Well, I don't have a TV, and why should the criminals have TVs? Well, apparently we're not compensating or having enough guards on duty. Their stress level is such that they call in sick more than any other profession in the public sector. Is that because prison guards are wimps, or because the job load is unbearable and they call in sick? So I'm not suggesting that they should call in sick, but there's not enough people and there's not enough money to address a problem that we already have, and having more staff take over, take care of people that are already there. So don't use it as an example that they get to watch TV, because the guards would tell you that that makes their job easier, that that helps eat up time, and that these guys aren't as unruly as they possibly could be.